We're going to be going over It Ends With Us.
There's some spicy tea between him and Blake Lively.
Yep. The way that they both promoted the movie was very different because I heard he had issues with Blake Lively. So in my mind, I'm like, kick his ass. 1-2, right?
Have you been hit? I mean, I know the answer.
You asshole, bro. I will talk about my experience. Fuck it, why not? This is like a podcast.
Probably the worst theater experience I've ever had. Any movie.
I'm not going to lie. Justin Baldoni. I'm not going to lie, bro. I'm not.
You fooled?
Yeah, bro. There might be a party in my pants, bro. He's ripped. Biscocho.
This is where people might start hating me. This is where people are going to crucify me. And welcome back to the greatest show on earth. I'm Angel.
I'm Junior.
And today we're going to be going over It Ends With Us, starring Blake Lively.
Justin Baldoni. Is that Italian, I'm assuming? He looks Italian.
I don't know.
Brandon Sklenar.
Who was also the director on this movie.
Yes, that too. And we're going to talk about that. There's some spicy tea between him and Blake Lively. Yep. But this is going to be a non-spoiler and spoiler review, guys. So make sure you guys stay to the very end. Even if it's just for the spoiler free, to let you guys know if you guys should go watch this at theaters, at home, or just never watch it at all. But Desk Popper is going to get right into it with the letter grade. Do you want to do us or do you want to do the professionals?
I want to do us first.
Damn, okay.
I give this movie an A-.
Damn, okay. So this is at first for the year, A+.
Okay.
My first cool. A+ of the year. I really thought, like, the more I was thinking about this movie, I was like, it's perfect. No other movie has made, like, felt so perfect to me than this one. Like just from top to bottom, like, everything was really good.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the pacing because I really, like, there's just stuff that, like, I felt that was, like, I'll just tell you later, bro. I'll tell you guys later, too.
Part of what hurt my grade, I think there was parts where it could have been cut short.
Yeah.
I don't think this movie needed to be 2 hours and 15 minutes. Ooh, it could have been. I mean, we'll get that into that with the runtime, but there's a couple things. Nothing bad, though, because A- is still a respectable grade.
No, it keeps going. Just monologues for 10 minutes. We do have the experts. Cinema Score. They gave it an A-, the audience, the people who saw it first night, which makes sense. With Tomato Meter, I don't know if you're going to be surprised with how far apart
I saw them.
Oh, okay. So
which
the
is wild
critics,
to me, I'll tell you.
The critics gave it 58%.
Wild.
Rotten. And then the audience gave it a 93%.
So I'm with the audience. I'm right there, A-.
Yeah, you're right there. And you know what, dude? I can see why the critics feel like this movie is not that great. It is cheesy. It is like a little campy. It is like a rom-com kind of like, not rom-com.
No,
it's
no,
like
take
a,
that back.
Yeah. It's more drama, but it's a romantic movie. Like it's cheesy and stuff like that. I think this movie plays for the audience.
We've talked about this all year. There's been a lot of movies where the audience score is high and the critics are very low. I don't know what's up with the critics this year.
No, I think
they're on one.
No, yeah, I think it's just that critics, like, it's the same critics that watch all the movies, right?
Yeah.
The audience, the people who watch this movie, it was made for the audience. So they're going to like it more because it was good to the book. Like, it was very...
true to the book.
I had two friends who've read the book. One of my coworkers who read the book, she went to watch it the same night I watched it. We talked about it first thing in the morning and she loved it too. You know, like, it's one of those movies that they were very faithful to the book, and even if they didn't put everything in there, the themes and what the book means were still like intact. Yeah. You know,
the strong points, if you will.
Yes, the strong points.
Well, here at Desk Pop, we like to give out awards, so it's award season,
baby. We got the MVP of It Ends With Us.
Who are you gonna give it to? I have my pick. Let me look up her name because I want to get this right.
Is it Jenny Slate?
Yes, it's Alyssa? Jenny Slate. Yeah, Alyssa.
The best friend. Okay, I'm gonna give it to Blake Lively.
I'll get into it once we get into the spoilers. Why?
Yeah.
There was one scene in particular that I was like,
that was the one.
That was the one
that took you the award that from Desk Pop.
That gave you the award. Yeah.
She's like, you really wanted that with that
Alyssa,
one right there.
Yep.
Alyssa Slate. Yeah.
No, Jenny Slate is the actor. Alyssa's her name.
Oh, Alyssa.
No,
yeah.
Last name.
No, her last name is Kincaid.
Oh, it is because they make fun of it. Yeah.
No, yeah, but that's, she's a brother. Yeah, she's a sister. Yeah, I mean,
because they make fun of Ryle. Yeah.
When we talk about the worst moment and spoilers, dude, there's just, everybody did a great job. So I have to give it to the person who, like, led the film, you know?
Yeah.
For me. But I can see why you gave it to Alyssa. We do have the worst character, the anti-MVP, if you will, of It Ends With Us.
This is where people might start hating me. This is where people are going to crucify me.
Lily.
Blake Lively.
The character or the actress?
The character.
All right. Why do you say that?
I said Lily first. She's kind of a shitty person, too.
She is. No, they're all shitty people.
I know, that's not... I'm just, the way they painted her in the movie, to where, you know, she was the one who was perfect and everything.
I don't think they painted her perfect.
Not perfect, but between everybody there, they made her seem like she was, you know,
the best
one, or like the one who's at least more innocent. But we'll get into that more. I give it to Lily, the character, not Blake Lively. I will clarify that.
I'm gonna give it to Young Atlas.
Yeah. Okay.
And there's a big reason why. If you watch this movie, the young Lily and Lily, perfect casting. Young Lily looks like Blake Lively, like younger. Like, it looks perfect. When I was watching Young Atlas, there was some disconnect there between him and Atlas, you know?
Well, once you saw the grown-up Atlas, you're like,
wait a minute. That was the only disconnect that I had in the movie. I was like, I can't see this guy becoming that guy. But then my coworker, Cassie, she explained it to me. She was like, you know, I think young Atlas is supposed to look like that because he's homeless. He's going through a rough time and he's going to join the military, you know? And I was like, yeah, that makes sense. Because now we got Atlas, who's like, now he's become a man. He's got his own restaurant. He's got like everything that's going for him, you know? Alert. Yeah, I mean, if you read the book.
Did you see the people going after us on TikTok?
The spoiler?
No, like, dude, he spoiled it like 3 seconds into the clip.
Yeah, and so you know the clip that you said, right? You'd watch it. And all you say was like, off podcast.
Yeah, I know. I was like...
Yeah, like he did everything nonchalantly, got away with it. And then they're like, you spoiled it. I'm like, what exactly did he spoil? Like, did you not watch the trailer? Did you think that he was going to get caught within the... Yeah, that's what I put in the comment. I was like, te pasas. Spoiling what? But yeah, that's the only gripe with young Atlas, was that there was a disconnect for me between him and...
Yeah.
Especially with how great young Lily and Lily looked. We do have the Horny on the Timeline Award. Playa.
I thought you were going to give it to her dad.
The Horny on the Timeline?
No, the anti-MVP.
Oh, no.
Or her mom.
I could see the mom, just character-wise.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I was going to give it to the baby.
What she says at the end, like, just wild.
But yeah, the Horny on the Timeline Award. Playa.
Oh, this one was tough.
It was easy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who do you give it to?
Ryle.
Really?
Yeah, easy. Bro, he almost wanted to grape her. I don't know if I'm allowed to say the word.
I know. I don't know. I was going to give it to a Lily.
Four? Just being pregnant?
She folded in like first like 5 minutes.
Oh, against him?
Against him.
Yeah, but...
When she was like, does this line work on every girl? He's like, yeah. He's like, you got me?
Yeah, no, I'm not even going to lie, dude. That was so funny because I was like, why are you folding right now, like 5 minutes in, you know? Yeah,
that's what I'm saying, dude. That alone, I didn't even have to watch the rest of the movie. I was like, horny on the table.
Yeah, No, I gave it to Raul because he was really like, he was spitting, bro. And also because of the scene, I was like, damn, bro, my motherfucker really like, I don't know, bro. I don't know. It's a lot. This movie does dwell into a lot of like mature topics. I want to make sure you guys know. Well, I already said it, but if you guys aren't sensitive to, you know, domestic violence and all that, you know, I want to make sure you guys know that this movie dwells into that a lot. So if you guys don't want to listen to that kind of stuff, you might want to skip this one out. Theater experience.
Theater experience.
Only guy in your theater? Were you?
No.
No, okay.
No, my theater was, so it was packed, like all the way through. Mm. Which was funny because I went to watch it Sunday night and it was packed. Probably the worst theater experience I've ever had. And we talked about this during any movie, as long as we've been doing this podcast.
I know. I was a little scared, bro. When you were texting me what was going on, I was like, he's going to hate the movie just because of that experience.
I was, by that time that kind of started, I was already really like dialed into the movie to where I kept telling myself, I can't let this like ruin the movie. I cannot let this ruin the movie.
So explain to the audience what happened.
So my theater was packed, like I told you. Even like... some of like the front was like kind of packed where like people just like sit there and look up. So I get to my seat.
Yeah.
I got there on time and everything. And there's a family.
Right next to you?
Right in front of me. The row right in front of me. And they had a baby. Like just wailing, dude.
The whole time.
Wailing.
Wouldn't stop?
Would not stop. And the parents just kept shushing it. But they were shushing him loud. Yeah. Obviously, everyone's trying to watch this movie. And this baby's like going at it. And, you know, I just sat there like watching the movie. And it got to the point where people around the theater were like, hey, you got to get that kid out of here.
Yeah.
Like, hey, this isn't the place for a kid. And like people were like, you can tell they were starting to grumble and get upset.
Nah, it's not for a place for a kid.
This person stood their ground. And I'm talking baby, like 7 months old.
Okay, yeah.
Like baby.
I know what you're saying.
Not like a little 3 or 4 year old. I think that would have been worse, but.
Wait, what do you mean they stood the ground?
Like they did not leave.
Like, well, I was like, going to say, were they like, yapping back?
No, they weren't yapping back. They were just sitting there. But I'm like, dude, like read the room. Like, come on.
That's the, if I had a nickel for every time I heard read the room, because Daniel said that too in tomorrow's TikTok, it's going to come pop up. But.
I think eventually the wife was just like, hey, like.
Did they leave?
like, no, he left. Like, she finished watching.
She, yeah, like, she was like, hey, get the fuck out.
She left when there was like 30 minutes left, dude. Like 30, 40 minutes. Yeah. So I was like, no, mom, it's like,
yeah, what are we doing?
Yeah, like, what are we doing, dude? I had to sit like more than half of the way through. Dude, listen to crazy. This kid. But other than that, yeah, like I said, my theater was packed. I did look out for that. There was a lot of, I would say it's pretty even, mm-hmm. like between men and women.
Yeah, a lot of guys with their girlfriends.
Yes, I will say, I don't know if you noticed this with mine, it was a lot of younger crowd, like crowd our age. No, not a lot of older people.
No, no, as I think people younger than us too. I think there was a lot of like young girls who were like there for, I'm not going to lie, Justin Baldoni. I'm not going to lie, bro. I'm not.
You fooled?
Yeah, bro. There might be a party in my pants, bro. He's ripped, bro.
He's shredded.
Shredded. Like, I'm like, what the hell?
I was like, is he ripped? And I was like, no, he's just shredded.
Yeah.
He's just
lean. He's shredded. Yeah, yeah. He's lean. He's got that body that I would fold. 100%. No lie.
Honorary Bizcocho Award.
Bizcocho. are we bringing a new award in this, or is
I think it's just, that's why I said honorary.
I know, dude, he's got me sweating, bro. Honestly, when he came, dude, I saw him, I was like, okay, we'll talk about in the spoilers. We will talk about this in the spoilers. We do want to, my theater experience, same thing. I was the only guy. Well, I was by myself, so I was like,
you went opening night?
Yeah, I went opening AMC? Night. Yeah, AMC. So it was good. I mean, I wish I had somebody there, you know, but it is what it is.
I was thinking about that about you.
What?
I think, I'm glad you went by yourself, and you can keep this in the podcast, because I think if you went with Jasmine, I think it would have ruined your perspective of the movie.
Why?
Because you would have had like a female's perspective on it. But
I did
like,
get a female's perspective. No, I talked to my core. They're all females.
Like after you were allowed to process your own thoughts and make your own judgments. I think in the moment, sitting with her, I think it would have changed your perspective a little.
No.
Just like slight off comments, or maybe, I don't know.
I think me and her both have the same mindset with things.
I don't know. You don't know.
I do know. I know because we hang out. I know her. Like, we know each other.
Go to this movie.
Okay, whatever. What's the budget?
The budget?
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to guess my boy, Justin Baldoni, I think he made it for $25 million.
You looked at it before.
No, I didn't. I did. I swear to God. Exactly 25. Yeah. I was going to say 30 because of last week or whatever movie we watched. Week. And then I was like, you know what? Let me just. Yeah, I just.
Last week was Trap.
Oh, okay.
And you were like way off. You're like, it was like 80 million.
That's why I was like 25. Yeah, no, I didn't look it up, bro. Yeah. I would never. Yeah. I want the audience to know this too, Death Poppers. I would never ruin the integrity of guessing the budget like that. I want you to know that. Would
put me out of a job.
Yeah. But
I'm gonna lose my job.
That's so funny.
So as of this recording, I mean, I guess no, we'll do. So opening weekend, it did 50 million.
Damn. Yeah, we're getting a sequel for sure.
And 30 million internationally.
So 80 million in total. 50 million, dude, it doubled its budget.
Yeah, opening weekend.
So it's pretty much made his money back first weekend. That's good.
I think we'll get a sequel.
Yeah, probably. I can see it.
Because there is a sequel book
for those that don't know.
You can keep this in the podcast too. Borderlands, 8 million.
8 million, bro. Yeah, I mean, I went to watch them back to back. We talked about this. I mean, obviously it's my first A+ of the year. Yeah. So you know where it like ranks on my top rank. Borderlands, first F of the year. Yeah. So I had the best and worst movie, like for me personally, back to back. Like, I watched Borderlands first. Yeah. But yeah, it was a 8 million, dead on arrival. Bro, 8 million. Yeah. No manches. Where did it rank? Like, do you have like the top five of the week? Again?
I don't, but I would assume it ends with us and then Deadpool, because Deadpool hit.
I think Deadpool
hit a billion.
I know, but I think they. I think
I can look it up real quick before we get into the spoilers.
Well, while you're doing that, I'm gonna be giving the question: should they go watch this movie? Everybody should go watch this movie in theaters.
So I haven't read the book, but I went into I went blind into this movie, and I really liked it. I think people should watch.
I'm gonna say this. I think you would like this movie more if you haven't read the book. I'm not even going to lie. I think there's a lot of things in the book that...
Okay.
I'll say it for the spoilers, but I will say I think you will like this movie more if you didn't read the book, because the plot twist and like everything, the way they show things is you want to know the plot twist, because I think they show it differently in the book. I've been told that by my coworkers and everything.
Whether you want to watch this movie in theaters or at home is up to you. I will say if you watch it at home, definitely just like actually watch it. But for sure, just watch this movie.
Okay. We love to see it.
Are you ready for the top five?
Yeah. of this past weekend?
Yep.
Okay, well, let me guess. Okay, I will
top five.
No, give me a second.
You have to come up with five movies.
I know the five movies. I know the five movies without an order. I'll tell you and then I'll place them. Okay. So I know for sure it's Deadpool and Wolverine. It Ends With Us, Twisters for sure. Trap? No.
Yeah, one more.
Oh, okay.
That's four.
Despicable Me.
Yeah.
Okay. Five. Cool. Now in order. So
in order, It Ends With Us.
Okay. Yeah.
Deadpool and Wolverine. Mm. Twisters, Despicable Me, and Trap.
Okay, cool. I got it.
Dude, Twisters is still top three. That's crazy.
Wait, what?
Twisters.
Yeah, Despicable Me. The only reason why I said it was because I went back to see if there was any big movies that came out like at the beginning of July. And that's crazy. Okay, well, that's it. That's all we wanted to do. And that brings us to...
the sponsor
of today's video.
Despuff.
It's us.
That's us. Like always, guys, make sure to like, comment, subscribe, share this video with your friends and family. We're also on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So if you guys don't like watching us on YouTube, if you prefer audio, we're definitely on there.
Man, for like those long drives to work, long drives to the gym, at the gym when you're gonna clean on Saturday morning and you need to put something on in the background, let your kids know that it's time to clean, let your a significant other know it's time for clean. That's Despot, baby. What?
Five stars.
Leave us a review, please. It's gonna help out a lot.
Yeah,
if you love movies, follow us, please.
Shows too. We've been slacking on shows a little, but
we'll definitely
review shows as well.
Yeah, we'll come back. I think the shows have just been light.
It's been
I have no time. Like The Acolyte, we could have done that, but I was just less.
But The Acolyte, like, think about how many shows like we really haven't been like on the map this year.
Yeah, even like Agatha coming out.
Yeah,
like it's not something I'm excited for. But The Last of Us season two.
Yeah, but that's not until next year.
I know. Qué triste. That brings us to the spoiler zone, baby.
Wait.
Little.
I always like to start with this. I don't think I'm ever going to change this runtime.
I'm going to tell you something. This is the first time I've ever wished a movie was an hour longer. That's why I was surprised when you said that too. So when it was starting to get towards the end, right? In my head, I was like, dude, there's still so much like story left that like it can tell, you know? Yeah. So in my head, I was like, honestly, I would be okay if this movie was another hour longer. But obviously now that I know I knew there was a second book, but I didn't know how much it dwelled into it. Yeah. But in my mind, I was like, there's still so much that she has to like have a conclusion with Ryle. With Alice, I want to say Rylan like so bad. With Ryle, with Alice, you know, there's a lot of things that she needs to like clear up. And I'm like, I'm okay if this movie was another hour. Honestly, that was the first time I've ever been like, would take another hour.
So I know I said this movie needs to be shorter, but I'm not talking like 30, 40 minutes shorter. I think you could have trimmed to like 15, 20 minutes.
Okay,
there's just a lot of scenes that just kind of dragged that didn't need to, like when she first meets him up at the roof.
Yeah.
A lot of it was just rambling.
Yeah, I mean, it was banter. They were like...
No, but a lot of it was unnecessary.
Yeah.
And then when she meets Alyssa, like, that scene could have been a lot shorter, too.
Yeah, Alyssa really... I'm not going to lie. I didn't think I was going to like her when I first met her. I met her. She, like, did this whole, like, preppy, like, oh, you know...
Like, snob.
Snob, yes. And then she really turned it around.
I think it could have been trimmed a little.
Yeah.
Or just trim those scenes out and add more... oomph to the story.
What kind of oomph?
Like you were saying, like there's so much, like I would have rather them spend that time on like more of like developing
Alice,
or
you know, like, what I, that was one of my gripes, Alice. I felt like I didn't connect with him as much, but one of my coworkers was like, you'll get more of him in the second book, because she even told me, she was like, you know what, I was a little scared with how much Alice we're gonna get in this book, because he's not really in the book. Like, he's in the book, but not as much as he's in the second book. So we get to see him a lot more. So
I mean, we don't see him until like halfway through.
Yeah, the movie. We see a flashback.
Flashbacks, but yeah.
Let's talk about the flashbacks. Well,
before we get into that real quick, I just want, before I lose my train of thought, I thought we were gonna get the Twisters treatment.
What do you mean?
Very end. Yeah.
Kiss, right?
If I don't get a kiss, this movie's gonna be a B, solid B.
Bro, I saw the comments, because we posted the Twisters deleted scene thing, and when somebody was like, I was really mad, I don't even care if it's like
cliche,
you know, like wanted to see, I'm like, I agree, like this movie, I'm glad they kissed, you know, like it's,
I was like, I was like, I had like the first part of, and I was like, is this gonna be a B or an A?
That's so funny. You're like,
Okay. Good. Yeah, what were you saying before you interrupted you?
Oh, no. Well, I had a lot of points, but it's Atlas. Crazy. Yeah, Alice, but I was going to say this first with the runtime or whatever. It's not really the runtime, but the timeline of this movie is a good 2 years. Well, yeah. But it's a good two years.
I was going to tell you. I was going to make you kind of guess. I did the math, too. It was about 2 years.
Yeah, because when she meets Ryle to when they actually like start dating, that's like 2-3 months. After she meets Alice the first time, that's another five months until she meets him again for the second time,
She brings
and then she gets pregnant, and that's 9 months.
And Alyssa gets pregnant. Well, Alyssa gets pregnant.
Yeah,
first,
Alyssa gets pregnant. Months. And then she,
And then she gets pregnant.
It's so like 2-3 years.
Yeah.
I want to say, honestly, that's crazy.
No, it's even more, actually.
Yeah, I want to say
because
it's more.
Because at the end of the movie, the babies are already kind of big.
Mm, yeah, I don't.
I'd say 3.5-4 years.
Yeah, bro, that's crazy. Yeah. It just, like, I don't know.
I do like how they did the flashbacks. I think they did them well.
I will say we are sticklers for flashbacks on this podcast, but this movie, I thought so too. I was like, it hit it perfect. Yeah. The flashback,
it was the point where I knew we were in a flashback.
Yeah.
Where they didn't have to specify 10 years ago or like have to make it like some weird scene.
I will say there was one point where they did young Lily and dude, they look so alike that I was like, is that Blake? Like I couldn't tell for a second. Yeah. I couldn't tell for a second. Yeah.
It was the mirror scene where she's like combing her hair. And I was looking and I was like, I think the reflection is young Lily. And I think the one like actually combing her hair was the adult one. Just like her reminiscing or something.
Yeah, I know, dude. They just look so alike. But I love the flashbacks, bro. I just wish, the young Alice thing just kind of was disconnected. But I do want to talk about the plot twist because I think this is big, right? Obviously, for the people who read the book, they knew what was going to happen. They knew that she was actually getting abused, you know?
Yeah.
Like the way that they make it in the movie is that it looks like an accident at first, right? Yeah. Like you first see, he just swung and hit her. She just accidentally fell and all that, right? Shit. In the book, apparently, it's more explicit that he's doing it like on purpose, you know? So I'm really happy with that change that they did in the movies. Yeah, because like in your mind, you're like, you don't know who. I'm still rooting for Ryle. I even told my coworker, I was like, dude, for a second, I didn't know who to root for.
Because, I did too.
Yeah, because like Ryle's like, it doesn't look like he's doing anything bad at first, you know? It takes you a while to get there, but also it makes you think, did Atlas like do anything to her when they were younger? Because in my head, I knew this was about domestic violence, right? I knew what this movie was about. So I was waiting to see if it was going to be Ryle or if the things that Ryle was doing was going to like get some memory of what Alice did to her as teenagers, you know? The plot twist was great. I love a good plot twist.
When they first start dating and you get that little montage of them like starting to date and stuff, going on dates, he says, he's like, I'm not perfect. And I don't know if this is going to work out, but I'm going to try. We can relate to that, right? Where we're like...
I mean, I'm pretty perfect, but...
The best thing we can do is try.
Yeah, of course.
Like, the best thing we can do is try. Like, every...
Show up.
Show up. We talk about this a lot. Everybody has luggage.
Yeah, of
Everybody course. Has baggage.
Everybody does.
So everybody makes mistakes. I was torn with you between... With that, too, where I was like, man, like, yeah, he... Like, he hit her twice, you know, but were they actually accidents? Or were they like... Like, he's trying, like, besides those two isolated incidents, like...
Yeah, and they were isolated, too. So, in my mind, you're, like, thinking, like, oh, it's an accident. Especially that oven one. I really... Because he got burned. Like, I thought he got burned. And he was like, oh, shit, you know? So, I was like... The stair one, that was more like you could have grabbed her.
That one's more like go
too far, because, honestly, he could have grabbed her. But, like, the oven scene, the first one, I was like, oh, it was an accident. And now she's, like, getting the memories back. But the memories are from her dad.
Yeah, from her dad. Abusing her.
Abusing,
mom.
Let
me jump into that real quick before I forget. Towards the end of the movie, she asks her mom when they're building the crib.
Yes.
Do you remember what she asked her mom?
No.
She asks her mom, why didn't you ever leave my dad?
Yeah.
Her mom says, because I loved him.
Damn.
Dude, that's wild.
Yeah,
like,
but...
how brainwashed and how traumatized was her mom for her to say that long after her husband died?
Dude, it's hard, though. It's hard.
It's hard.
I'm not going to lie. I do know people who have been in those situations or are still in those situations, man. And, like, sometimes, bro, especially when you have a kid or, like, when you guys live together or stuff like that, bro, like, it's hard to, like, have a way out, you know? I don't know. I know it's hard. Like, I mean, not personally. You know, but like from my friends and family and people who I know who've been through
it. Have you been hit? I mean, I know the answer.
You asshole, bro. Are we gonna keep that in? Who knows? But you asshole, bro.
Okay, I shouldn't have worded it like that. I can't word it anyway. Because if I'm like, have you been in a domestic violence relationship? Everyone's gonna be like, Adolfo's an abuser.
No. I've been the hitty. I mean, I can joke about it now, but like, I don't know. Like, it's one of those things that like, I will talk about my experience. Fuck it, why not? This is like a podcast, and like, yeah, man. I mean, it sucked ass. Like the first time it happened, you're just like in shock, and you're like, the first time. Honestly, I could relate to that because like the first time, you're like, what just happened? Like, I can't believe this just happened. And I was just in silence. We were in the car. We had a 40-minute drive. I was like in silence the whole time. And guess what she did?
She cried. Crying, yeah.
Yeah. And she was like, I'm so sorry. Please don't leave me. I won't do it again. She did it again. She came back for the sequel. And then we broke up like shortly after that. But you know, like as a guy, like it's easier to leave. I mean, I don't know if it's easier to leave.
No, it's not easier. As a guy,
yeah.
As a guy, it's harder because nobody cares.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Nobody cares. I'm sorry, dude. Like you guys can go out on the internet and be like, and you can make this a video, a clip, yeah. Whatever. People are like, yeah, we care about guys. No, you don't.
Yeah, I mean,
you don't.
Look, I'm not going to say the way you said it, it was bad, but like you even made a joke of it. And I'm not saying it's a joke or not. Like I don't care because I can joke about it now. Somos amigos. Somos amigos, you know? So I don't like, don't come for him. I don't really, we've joked about it before, but like, that's also the way that you're making a joke of it means that like you're diminishing the value, you know, not saying anything. I'm just saying that.
I know what you mean. I get what you're putting down.
Yeah. So I'm saying, for guys, it's definitely a lot harder. So if you guys need help, let us know.
Yeah. Just know that, guys, like we deserve some love too, man.
Yeah, man. I just
want you. Still not as bad as our boy. I don't want to say the name, but
look, bro. Like, here's the thing. I'm not.
We have a friend who was stabbed by his girlfriend.
Okay? Yeah. I don't want to tell a story or anything like that, but
it's not our story to tell. But just not. That's the summary of it. It was in a relationship, and she stabbed him.
I hate you. Because like we laugh about it because it's our friends, and like we can like now years later we can laugh about it. I agree. I just want you to know, everybody out there, like this is a very serious thing. If you guys need help, find help because it's hard. It's hard to leave. I know it is. Yeah. But I do think we have more help now than we did in the past, and that's why it's harder for like our parents to like leave or like do anything like that. You know, and especially now because now they're older, a lot of them do leave. They're like, oh well, I don't need this anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's options. Anyways, I do want to talk about the best moment. What was the best moment of It Ends With Us?
For me, it was the scene between Alyssa and Lily after she went to the hospital and everything.
Yeah.
Where they're sitting in the flower shop.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
That scene is what gave Alyssa the MVP for me.
For you. Oh, where she's like,
where, so,
as your best friend. No. Well,
no, so they're sitting there.
Go ahead.
And they're sitting there and Lily asks her. Alyssa and Ryle had a third sibling. His name was Emerson.
Yeah.
They had kind of briefly brought him up before in the bar, but they kind of like brushed it aside. So Alyssa and Lily are sitting in the
after the incident with Ryle.
In the flower shop after the incident with Ryle. Lily asks her, like, hey, is it an appropriate time to ask about Emerson?
Yeah.
So Alyssa like breaks down and pretty much tells her like Ryle accidentally shot and killed him.
Yeah, that's some trauma.
He was 6 years old when it happened. Mm. She tells Lily like, ever since then, like, I could see him slowly dying inside. Damn. Like, closing himself off.
Yeah.
Just becoming someone I don't recognize. She's like, I still love him, but as your best friend, I'm telling you, don't go back to him.
No, but she said something beforehand.
Well,
she says, as your sister-in-law?
She's like, yeah. She's like, as your sister-in-law.
I hope you can forgive him.
I hope you can forgive him.
But as your best friend.
But as your best friend.
If you ever go back to him, I will never talk to you again.
Yep.
And like, dude, honestly, though, because.
Dude, that is powerful.
It is.
For somebody to say that about their sibling.
Yeah. Well, that's also powerful because the way that she says it, like, she understands that she has two relationships with Ryle, you know? She's her sister, but she's also, like, has to treat him as a person who did something that was very, very, very serious, you know?
Yeah.
So the way that she handled that, snaps, baby, snaps. Yeah. That's all you get, baby. She did a great job.
That's what gave her the MVP for me, because that's a real one right there, dude.
Yeah, it is. I do want to bring up my best moment. This is in the book. I know it is in the book because I asked, because it's my favorite quote. I think maybe my favorite quote of all time. Just because it's like something I would use. I'd be like, I'm writing this down, baby. It's when Alice, after, you know, the whole incident, she goes with Alice for a little bit, and then now she has to go back and like live life, and they're both just staring at each other.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's a great quote. And I asked, I was like, is it in the book? She's like, yeah, it's a great line. And I'm like, I know. It's when Alice,
I know.
I'm like, yeah. It's when Alice tells Lily, and he's like, maybe you ever in a position to love again, please love me.
Yeah.
And I was like,
And then I thought they were going to kiss right there. I thought they were going to kiss right there.
I started crying. No, but it's a great line, because like, same, like I feel that, like I could feel that, like even in my personal life, I'm like you're just hoping that, like, if you're ever in a position to like love,
we've talked and about this loved, a lot recently.
Yeah, bro. I mean,
where it's like,
I think this is why I love the movie so much, because it's just like touched home in so many ways.
It relates hard.
Yeah.
Hard. Like, I've told you, like,
I'm not saying I'm
like,
out of this,
like, I told you, like, with what was going on with me lately, where I'm like, this is why I don't date, dude.
Yeah.
Like, this is why I don't love. And you're like, just love a little more.
Yeah.
Put yourself out there.
That's all you can do, is put yourself out there.
Yeah.
You know? But that was the best moment for me. Do you have a worst moment in this movie?
I think it was just a nitpicking with some of the scenes dragging a little bit.
I think the worst nitpick for me was young Alice, and that's not even the worst moment. You know, I understand why they did what they did.
I will say though, I gave my anti-MVP to Lily, because there was a lot of times I hate when they do this to me. I think it's because I relate to it, where she was very like forgetful about a lot of things. Or like small details about Ryle that she just didn't pick up on.
Like what?
So the one scene where he comes home and she's like making dinner, and then she's like, he's like, oh, I have my big surgery. And she's like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. And like, that's really important for Ryle.
Yeah.
And like for her, it was just like, oh yeah.
Look, bro, like, I agree with you. As long as you're not victim blaming Blake or Lily, I guess.
No, but it's just like, I don't know if it's just her character was like hazy or just like forgetful about a lot of things. I understand she's got all that past trauma, which also I think go to therapy. Like, we talk about this all the time in our personal lives, dude. Like, dude, therapy goes a long way.
It does go a long way to talk to somebody. Honestly, guys, there's phone numbers. You can Google it. The first thing, honestly, anytime I Google anything with mental health or like any other type of abuse or like abusing of
hotlines come up.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot. There's just a lot out there, you know, but I agree. Therapy also for Ryle even said he's like, I'm going to therapy. But I think that what this movie showed is that everybody has trauma, but remember when you were like, trauma, serial killer. You know, like, I'm like, bro, like, drama, like, abuser, you know, like, I'm like, you gotta, you know, but I mean, that's better than serial killer, I guess, but not as
that's the next step,
I guess. I don't know, Ryle. But everybody does have trauma, everybody does have luggage, but that doesn't excuse you for being a bad person, And I think you need to work. And I'm glad Ryle, like, at least
admitted to it
and was like, I'm gonna go, and like, not even like, because you shouldn't work for anybody else, you should work for yourself, you know. I hope that character can be like, oh, I want to work on this for myself and not for like some. Like, hopefully I get her back. If you're doing it for that reason, you're never gonna get better.
They have that incident.
Yeah.
She goes to the hospital. She's like, I don't need an x-ray. And the doctor's like, well, we don't give pregnant women x-rays. Mic drop.
Plot twist.
Plot twist.
This movie had a lot of plot twists. That was one of them. And my mouth was on the floor. I was like, fuck, that sucks.
Yeah, I was like,
That sucks. Because I think she was ready to leave him.
Yeah, oh, she was right, 100%. Yeah.
And like, well, I mean, this kind of keeps him in her life in some way. But like, if this never happened, never talking, there's no reason to, you know.
Yeah, mic drop. She stays, I'm guessing it's like 2 or 3 days with Atlas.
No, a couple weeks, I want to say.
You think so? Really?
Yeah, 100%. He was definitely like blowing up her phone.
Oh yeah, that's right, because she was sitting there watching it and it shows her phone.
I definitely think that she's and even after that, yeah, because even after that, I don't think she went back to Rao. She went back to her mom's house. She never went back to Rao, like the house.
She never went back. But I'm just saying, like, how long she stayed with Atlas.
Yeah, I think it was a couple weeks.
Yeah, that was like, yeah, my jaw was on the floor too. I was like, damn. And honestly, I was worried for her.
Why?
And this kind of goes into the end. I thought this movie was going to end with her being trapped in this relationship.
Damn. You know, me too. I was honestly, dude.
I was like, I was sad for her because I was like, man, like.
As two people who didn't read the book, my A+ hinged a lot on the ending. So I had a couple ways of I thought it was going to end, right? Going to end up with Ryle. Gonna end up with Alice, and I didn't honestly, I didn't really know if there was a third option, but in my mind I was like,
she ends alone.
Yeah. But in my mind I was like, I know what's a satisfying ending and I know what's not, and if it's not a satisfying ending, I'm gonna be pissed. It was satisfying.
Yeah.
I think she made the right move with Ryle. She was like,
No, because they still threw a little twist at you.
Thought she was going to stay. Yeah, for a second. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so I was like, damn, she's going to stay.
Yeah.
And then she goes back to her mom. So I was like, oh, okay, never mind. And then Ryle shows up.
Yeah, and they built the crib.
They built the crib, and I'm like,
cute, adorable, right? Yeah, in your mind. But, like, it's hard, too, because it's his baby, you know?
It is, but still, I was like, no, like, this is not what I want. Yeah. Like, no.
And, like, he's talking about, like, oh, I'm going to get help. I'm going to get this. I'm going to get that.
And he tells her, just in the, like, straight up, like, please come back. Please come back to the house.
And she's like,
she's like, nah, I think you should leave. Which I'm like,
let's go. And then they throw you another curveball. She has the baby, right?
She has the baby.
And he's like, oh, what are we going to name her?
No. Well, the curveball is she has the baby and he's there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's there. He's the father.
I mean, still.
Yeah, like, I know what you mean.
Yeah, but I'm like, oh, like, no, maybe she did take it back. I was like, roller coaster.
Roller coaster emotions. You don't know what she's going to pick.
Yeah. And then, yeah, so they're like, what are we going to name him? Or her. Mm-hmm. His girl. And
Emmy?
Emerson.
Emerson, yeah, but after Emmy
his,
for sure.
After his brother.
Yeah. Do you think that's weird? That it's a girl and named
Emerson? No, Emerson's a unisex name.
Okay. I didn't know if it was or not. But Emmy's a good nickname, too. Yeah. But, yeah, it's cute. I thought that was... Yeah. At that moment, I thought she was going to take him back. Like, you named the baby after his brother, you know? Like, in my mind, I'm like, oh.
He starts crying. He says, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me. I'm like, oh.
And then she hits you with the next plot twist, bro. Another curveball.
I want a divorce.
Yeah. And you're like.
And he tried brushing it off immediately. Yeah. He's like, let's not talk about this right
now. And she's like.
She's like, no, we're going to talk about this.
Yeah. I mean, she hits him with him.
She hits him with it, and she was straight to the point. She's like, what would you tell your daughter if she came home crying that she had an abusive boyfriend or husband?
Damn, bro.
And he's like, she got me.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of guys don't even think about that, bro. Like, they have daughters, and they're like, fuck, I was a fucked up guy in my 20s or 30s. I'm like, yeah, you were.
And he says it. He's like, I would beg her to leave him.
Mm-hmm. I mean, anybody would. And that's what sucks.
Not anyone. That's not everyone.
Yeah. I mean... Yeah, I mean, you gotta be extreme.
We do see the flashbacks.
We do. Damn, bro.
So I'm like, damn. Like, she got him.
I know. And I was told this line was not in the book. So if it is in the book, please correct me in the comments below. But when she's holding the baby and she's like, this ends with us, like all the abuse and everything, it ends with us. And that's not in the book, apparently, which if it's not in the book, that's kind of weird because it's the name of the title and that's a perfect place for it to be in the...
Yeah.
Yeah, like the end. Like, this abuse is over. I'm cutting the cycle. This ends with us. And I was like, that is so powerful because you're giving this girl a chance to like not see an abusive relationship.
I thought the credits were going to roll there. I was like...
No! Well, I mean, I wouldn't have cared because
we didn't know the book. We didn't know there was a second book, though.
I mean, I knew there was a second book. I just don't know what the second book's about.
Yeah. So I was like, no! No, not again.
Yeah.
You know what scene actually was really, really heartbreaking too?
What?
So I really like the flashbacks with Atlas and everything.
when he was gonna kill himself.
Yeah.
Oh my god, bro. I knew as soon as you were saying it with the flashbacks, bro. That
when she was like, why did you or no, he's the one who brings it up. He's like, you know, I went in there that night going to kill myself.
And he couldn't do it. Why?
I couldn't do it because I looked up and I saw you in the in your bedroom.
Bro, love, bro.
He's like, and then the next morning, you brought me food and clothes.
Bro, this is gonna be a long ass podcast.
That's fine.
I know. Dude.
And he's like, the next day, you brought me food and clothes.
That's heartbreak. No, which is great. Dude, honestly, let's talk about Alice, because Alice is a big, big character in this. We've been talking a lot about Ryle. We're talking a lot about
Lily.
Alice, bro, he comes in like halfway through the film.
So we see him in the flashbacks first.
Yeah.
So he comes in the movie like well into the beginning.
Yeah. But we meet him first at his restaurant.
We meet the adult him in the restaurant, but we don't know it's him until she looks up.
Yeah.
Like at first we just think he's a server too. And then she looks up and she gets that flashback where she's like, that's when you're like, oh.
It's him. That's
him.
It's him.
And then like she's shocked because she probably just like, oh, he's a server. He's just some server.
I mean, what do you think of those relationships though? Like, it's because like in my mind, honestly, that's when I was reading for Ryle more because I was like, bro, who the fuck is this guy coming into his like her life? You know, like you in the past, motherfucker. You know, like that's what I was thinking. You know, aside not knowing anything about the domestic violence or anything like that, in my mind, I was like, come on, Blake, what are you doing?
Lily.
Okay, yeah, Lily. You know?
No, but then you start seeing the flashbacks of Atlas, and it's like he never did anything bad. She literally has a tattoo for him. Mm-hmm. She still
has
a
tattoo. That's crazy.
She still has the carved heart.
Yeah. It is cute. No, it is. I'm just saying, like, if Ryle was not messed up with the way he was, I think it would have been a little bit messed up with what she was doing. But I don't think she did anything until Raul started. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I think she kept it very professional.
So she never called the number?
Yeah, never.
We'll get into that with Atlas as well.
Yeah.
She realizes it's him. She gets up to go talk to him.
But she kept the number. Is that not as bad?
So here, we'll get there. That's also another reason
I
pegged her a little for the anti-MVP. They just catch up. She's like, hey, how you been? Like, you look good. Hope you've been doing good. He's like, hey, that's your man. Like, good for you.
And then he also lies. And he's like, yeah, I got a girl, Cassie.
I mean, I don't blame him. You know?
You meet a girl, she's about to get married. And you're like, how you been? I'm like, I've been good. I'm about to get married too. You know, you gotta throw in that little, like, yeah, same.
You gotta cap a little. Yeah,
you gotta. Yeah.
So then that's all they leave it at, right?
For sure.
The next time she comes back into the restaurant is after the first incident with the black eye.
Yeah. And dude, like, so when I saw that, I was like, fuck, he's gonna think that she's getting abused, but she's not. But she is getting abused. Yeah. And like, she did the like trope where you're like, oh, it's fine. It was an accident, you know? Yeah. And like, you don't know she's doing that trope because you also think it's an accident.
And then we get a little twist there.
Yeah.
This movie had like the big plot twist, but then it had the small
little
too.
Twist. And little that's twist. What I love about this movie. It had small twists everywhere too.
So then, so he followed her into the bathroom to ask her about that.
And then
he comes out of the bathroom, and who's standing there?
Ryle. And Ryle knows, right? He's Ryle. He at least suspects.
He suspects. That's when he clicks. He's like, that's Atlas.
Mm. That's that motherfucker. Yeah. And he says something savage to him too. He said something about him being homeless or didn't he like call him out?
He was like, that's that homeless bum that you were,
that like, you dated back in high school.
No, that's the homeless bum that took your virginity.
Yes, bro. And I'm like, Ryle, let's get him. Because at that point, I'm rooting for Ryle. You know, like at that point, put aside the domestic violence because I didn't know. You know, it looked like an accident. Like, I still think he's a great guy. Well, great. Like, I still think, you know, like.
He's a good guy who's trying.
He's trying, you know? So in my mind, I'm like, kick his ass. 1-2, right? Yeah. But I will say, though, the first scene with Ryle and Lily when he, like, comes in and throws a chair. Girls, that is a sign, because as soon as I saw that, I was already rooting against him. Like, I was like, oh, this guy has some anger issues, you know, like there's a problem with him, you know. And I want ladies to like take note. If you ever see a guy act like that, stay away, because that's a little weird that you're taking it out on a chair, on the wall, on
out in public.
Oh yeah, you're just kicking. Yeah,
if you're willing to do that out in front of a stranger.
Yeah,
they leave the restaurant because Atlas pretty much bans them.
Leave. Get out. You gotta leave.
And when they're outside in the restaurant, she's like, please, like, it's just like nothing happened. Like, don't, like she didn't want like things to end. And he pretty much like was like, okay, I'll give you another chance. Atlas goes to her shop.
And that's not the first time he went. He went the day before, but Ryle was there.
Yeah, he went the day before. He saw Ryle. He was like,
nah, I'm okay.
So he goes to the shop and he gives her his number.
Damn.
And he puts it in the phone case.
Like, if you ever need me, hit me up.
You know, he's like, that number's there. If you ever need me, call me.
Yeah. But also at that point, you know what? I don't think that's wrong of her, because she already got hit. So like in her mind, she kind of already knows that there's something wrong, you know? So, you know, keep it just in case. I'm not faulting her for that at that point.
I don't know. I think
go ahead.
Because like, so that was before they got married when he put the number in.
Mm-hmm.
So Atlas goes to the shop. He gives her his number.
Yeah.
And then Alyssa's kid is born and Ryle and Lily get married.
Yeah.
Like, even after you get married, like, how do you not go through your mind where you're like, I probably don't need this. Like, let me throw it away. Like,
yeah. No, yeah, yeah. 100%. You're right about that, because the Sarah incident hasn't happened yet, right?
No.
So
it happened because of that.
Yeah, yeah. What was I going to? So at that point, there's only been one incident of domestic violence, right? And it's like, for us, it looks accidental. I don't know. For her, she looks, isolated, right? So. Unless, like, they imply that there was more violence, but, like, that was, like, if that was the only, like, as incident. An outside incident and it looked like an accident and I think it's an accident, then, like, you know, throw that phone number away.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying. I'm just saying about the phone number. Like, she has no reason to be scared or need that phone number.
Yeah. They're cooking dinner. He goes to charge her phone. He drops the case. That's when he finds the number.
And then, you know, dude, it's crazy, though, when she, like, bites the tattoo. I'm not even going to lie. How would you feel about
that was after.
Yeah, I know. I know that was after. I'm just saying. I'm just saying that was.
That one, you don't remember how that one happens, right?
Yeah.
He also comes home after work. She's making dinner. He comes home with the magazine.
And yeah, with the name and she roots because the oak tree or whatever. Yeah.
So that, because throughout the movie, he kept asking about the tattoo. He's like, hey, what's that tattoo mean? What's that tattoo mean?
But I was going to ask you, what do you think about that tattoo?
Like,
I
think she should have been truthful about it.
No, I know. But like, okay, you meet somebody, they have a tattoo of a significant other. Are you telling them to cover it up?
No.
No, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter because it's in the past.
Yeah, I mean, how am I going to cover this up? Oh, yes, imagine. No, this is nobody, but...
I think it...
I was pointing at my tattoos for the people listening. That could
have been avoided if she would have told him from the beginning.
Yeah, honestly. But, like, I think at that point, I don't know. Yeah.
No, that scene could have been, like, it might have been a different way, but, like, that could have been avoided.
Yeah.
Come after me if you want, but like...
It could have been. A lot of these things could be avoided.
I think honesty goes a long way.
Yeah, it does.
I think it goes a long way.
Yeah, and honesty does.
Like, the trust was broken there, and I don't blame Ryan. Like, because he kept asking her about it, and she lied. Like, she actually lied about it. So when he reads the magazine, it's obviously when he finds out the true meaning behind the heart and everything.
Damn. I thought that was cute, though. I like the heart. I wish I could get matching tattoos with somebody. Oh, yes, imagine. Because it's nice knowing that somebody has the same thing as you.
And she doesn't want to read it. She's
do you
like,
think
no.
Ass has the same tattoo? I don't know if we Atlas, ever...
They never mentioned it.
I hope they do. I hope she does. You know what's cute, though? That he waited... she moved to Boston because she knew he was in Boston. She didn't go looking for him, but she knew that he went to Boston for the Marines or whatever. Yeah. And he, like, did the rush for her.
I think it's one of those subconscious
things. Yeah, that she wanted to move to Boston.
Yeah, and same with him. Where, like, they're obviously the name of the restaurant and everything.
Yeah, it's so cute.
Last flashback I want to talk about. Atlas almost dying.
Oh, because of the dad beating his ass.
Dad, yeah.
Dude, yeah, and that... Oh, my God. Lily explains it, too, because she was like, yeah, he got... Well, they show us that he got hospitalized and everything. Dude, the dad was a savage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure,
I'm really happy though because it really gave us what like an introduction to like who Lily was and who the dad was at the beginning with the funeral.
Yeah.
Where she was like write 5 good things about him and it was blank. Does she go back to the grave?
Yeah, at the end.
At the end? What does she say?
She just introduces her. She's like, this is your granddaughter.
Daughter, and then leaves a
blank note.
Blank note.
With
yeah.
the 5 and she's like she straight up was like, well, that's enough of that.
Yeah, yeah. And that's where you leave it.
Yeah,
with somebody who, you know, you can recognize it. You can recognize that was your dad. But at the end of the day, it was a piece of shit. Sequel. It starts with us.
100%.
Who's it start? Yeah, 100% we're getting the sequel.
Because money.
Money and because it made money.
It made money.
And there's a sequel.
We
have the book right there. Yeah. I know you guys have been waiting for this.
No, well, ending.
What?
I'm so glad they kissed.
Oh, yeah,
Farmer's Market, they ran into each other. He's like, she's like, you seeing anyone? Nah. And this time he's like, no.
Nah.
For real, he's like, no.
No, come on.
And then he's like, I saw you with your baby. Are you with Ryle?
Yeah.
He's like.
And then he's like.
He's probably like, waiting. She's like,
nah.
He's like.
Let's go. Let's Jesus go. Exists.
And then the kiss.
Yeah, cute.
Happy ending. I'm like, thank you.
But we do have to talk about the drama because I know they've been waiting all fucking podcast for this.
Yeah.
Jacob Baldoni, who directed the movie, right?
Apparently had his own cut.
Cut of the movie?
Yeah, like his own. Yeah, his own cut.
Yeah. I mean, director's cut. You know?
Director's cut.
I'm surprised he was directing. I did not know he was a director, so good for him. I think he made a good movie. He said that they asked him, they were like, hey, would you want to direct a second one? And he's like, that's a lot of, you know, like a lot. Like he pretty much said, no, in a nice way, you know?
Yeah.
Because I heard he had issues with Blake Lively. Do you believe it?
I could see it.
Yeah.
I could see them having issues.
I mean, do you think he would come back to even act in the second one?
I don't know about act.
Because he plays a main character.
Okay, so I think he would come back and act. I don't know if he's in... I'm assuming he's in the second book.
Yeah, of course.
So I would say
he's the father.
I would say he would come back and act, but not direct.
Yeah, dude, he even said to himself, he was like, oh, give it to Blake, you know? I mean, if Blake wants to do it, I think she could. But
the way he said that, where he's like, yeah, give it to Blake.
You saw it, right?
Yeah.
You saw the same clip?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I shared it.
The way he said it and his body language and the tone and everything, he's like, I don't care who you give it to.
But I do want to bring this up, dude. The way that they both promoted the movie was very different.
Different, 100%.
Jacob... 100% pounding the domestic violence. There's a message. Please work on yourselves. Therapy. Guys, be better. And it's true. Guys should be better.
Yes.
Blake Lively's out here promoting her company, promoting the movie in a fun way.
Yeah.
And you know, like, I just...
She was using, like, the promotional campaign.
For herself.
For herself to promote her other things where it's like, hey, like, read the room.
Read the room,
we don't
Blake.
Care about your entrepreneurship stuff.
Yeah, like, I mean, you can, there's a time and place
there's
to promote
a time
that.
And place for that stuff.
And, like, it's just the messages in this movie, I wish Blake, as a person, would talk about it more in the promos. And I wish Ryan, because I hear Ryan and Blake both ostracize, like, Jacob.
Jacob,
yeah. Like, you know, and, like, so it's...
Which is weird that Ryan would get involved.
Well, it's his wife.
I know, but still, like,
he did promo for the he interviewed Alice, the actor.
Yeah, I know, but still, it's just like, why get your husband involved? He's not in the movie in any way, but like, if we get a sequel, I hope he at least comes back to act.
Yeah, if they recast the role, that'd be kind of sucks.
All right, guys. Well, that was our review of It Ends With Us, starring Justin Baldoni.
Justin Jacob. I thought, is it Justin? Is it Jacob? Did I call him Jacob? Justin, it is. I called him Jacob.
You called him Jacob. Yeah.
Okay.
Starring Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively. Let us know down below in the comments. Are you going to watch this movie in theaters? Are you going to wait for it to come out in streaming? Or are you just not going to watch it at all? A lot of strong messages in this movie, guys. Let us know down below in the comments what you thought. We'll see you guys next time.
Adios.